Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lori Rubenson.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Welcome back to the program. Lori Rubenson here with you, and all kinds of rumors, as there always are, swirling around the Mets, their ownership situation, deals off with billionaires. Will A-Rod make a deal for him to be part of a group to own the team? And with all of that, I just thought it's a good time to check in and try and figure it out. And a guy who usually has his finger on the pulse of Mets ownership and finances, look no further than Howard Megdahl. Howard covers women's basketball. He covers the Knicks. He, you know, you can find his work on Sports Illustrated, Forbes.com, Title IX newsletter. Howard, welcome to the program.
A pleasure to be with you, Lori, as always.
Okay, you wrote an article this month in Forbes, and you listed three important questions. And the first of those was, how much do you think the Wilpons need to sell the Mets? How badly do the Wilpons need to sell the Mets? So I'm going to ask you that question. How badly do you think this time, as opposed to all the other times, how badly do they need to sell right now?
Well, so that is the open question, and unfortunately, with a private business and the fact that they are not currently being sued by the trustee for the Bernie Madoff victims, as they were back in 2010, 2011, which allowed all kinds of financial questions to be answered, we're left with the unknown. But here's what we do know. This is a team that Fred Wilpon has wanted to pass on, not just to Jeff Wilpon, but to Jeff Wilpon's children as well. The idea was this was going to be a family legacy. And so something has significantly changed, and whether that is the cat side of the family simply deciding not to be a part of it anymore, or something more significant that makes it financially imperative for them to sell, that's the great unknown. What we do know is this was not an idle idea. This was not something that they made the decision to sell to Steve Cohen, and by the way, made that decision, but still wanted to hold on to control of the team. That's not the indication of a group that wants to sell. But even when that fell through, it went right back on the market. And so clearly something is driving them to do so. And so if you're looking for a change in ownership, that's obviously a reason for optimism.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thinking perhaps it is Saul Katz, and for those who don't follow it as closely, Fred Wilpon's brother-in-law, Jeff Wilpon's uncle, and co-owner. Do we know, by the way, how much Saul Katz actually, what his share of ownership is in the team?
What we know is that he is part of the overall majority ownership. You cannot continue the ownership if Saul Katz pulls out. We do know for a fact that Saul Katz was covering the losses for the team for several years, especially when things were at their most difficult in the years following Bernie Madoff going poof in the night in December of 2008. So there's a real need, if it's not both sides of the family willing to continue, for you to sell as a result. But don't forget also, it's just something really significant to consider. This is someone who is saying he would prefer the Mets sell than for Jeff Wilpon to continue. And it's not just a business partner. Like you said, this is someone directly in the family. So it's almost Shakespearean in that way.
Yeah, this is his uncle. This is Jeff's uncle. Think, everybody out there, think of your own uncles. I think of mine. And this is your uncle saying, I don't want you, when your father's not around, I don't trust you without your father to run the team. Now, the other rumor that I thought I had heard, but I'm not sure because you hear things, there's obviously Saul Katz's heirs, his kids in this, but there's two other Wilpon siblings, and where do, you know, the other Wilpon siblings, have we heard, are they also not confident in having their brother run what is such this valuable asset without their father around?
So I don't want to speculate on the particulars of which members of the family are concerned. What I can tell you for certain is that there are multiple members of the family who are concerned about Jeff Wilpon doing this. And that's not something new when it comes to people who own or are close to the Mets, whether it's numerous people in baseball operations over the last 20 years or someone as, you know, relatively prominent as Nelson Doubleday, who, of course, was the owner of this team and ultimately sold his shares under duress as well for the same reason that it seems that the Mets are for sale now. It's simply put that he didn't want to work under the conditions that Jeff Wilpon was running the team. And I just think it's striking and says a lot about the current, past, and present state of the Mets, how many people are willing to get out of the baseball business, which is something that a baseball team has continued to grow and grow in value. It was $21 million when they were purchased from Linda DeRolais in 1979. It was estimated at a couple of $100 million when Fred Wilpon and the Sterling Partners bought out Nelson Doubleday. And, of course, we now know the price that Steve Cohen set it at was $2.6 billion. So despite this being an investment that any of us would love to have, simply the idea of having Jeff Wilpon run said business is enough to send people running for the hills.
We're talking to Howard Megdahl about the Mets and ownership and the rumors and all of that. So, all right, so that's, I feel like this feels a little different in the past than when they've talked about selling, that we have issues with within the family and potentially that is driving this and forcing this estate planning, all those sort of things that are legitimate and real. So If it's possible that, let's say, the team will be sold this time, where do you think hedge fund billionaire Steve Cohen fits into this? If I had to say to you, you know, supposedly he's never going to buy a team again and Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred, everybody's angry at him and it wasn't the Mets' fault. It's Steve Cohen's fault, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But if I had to ask you to handicap and I said, you know, is it 50-50? If the Mets are being sold, where do you put Steve Cohen possibility in this?
So I definitely am not going to put a number value on that. What I will say, though, is that it's absolutely not zero. And that's really significant for a couple of reasons, right? It's significant because he has not walked away from this in its entirety. Whether you read the reporting in the New York Post this week, whether you even heard his concerns about it. You know, Steve Cohen clearly wanted to buy the Mets. There's very little reason to think that that has changed. And think about what circumstances are different now. The Mets are now operating under the assumption they're going to be sold without the Wilpons having that 5 years of team control. That's not something that would lead Steve Cohen or another buyer to be less interested in the team, since that itself was a stumbling block that ultimately led to this sale not coming through. There are going to be other people interested. It's very likely that Steve Cohen can offer by far the most money. And that's going to be something that's very interesting and important to MLB. At the end of the day, Rob Manfred is the employee of 30 major league owners, 30 major league owners who want their assets, the major league teams, to be worth as much as possible. And the higher the sale price for the New York Mets, the more all 30 teams are therefore going to be worth. So if Steve Cohen, at the end of the day, comes in with an offer $500 million north of, let's say, the hypothetical Alex Rodriguez group, then obviously there's going to be a lot of pressure from the major league owners on Rob Manfred for that to be the deal that's accepted.
Now, you just raised it. So the other rumor that's out there is that A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, now suddenly, you know, interested, lifelong Mets fan, interested in leading a group to buy the Mets, much in a similar way, I suppose, as Derek Jeter, you know, leading a group to purchase the Marlins. Now, A-Rod and J-Lo obviously are sitting on some more money, but still, it would be somewhat of a similar ownership structure, I would imagine. Can you, for fans, for Mets fans, break that down? What would be better from a fan perspective, to have an ownership group or to have an individual really rich billionaire?
So that's a great question. There's no binary answer to that, but there are some really important lessons in what you raised about the Derek Jeter group as well,
yep.
Right? Derek Jeter is the headliner of a group that took on the Marlins with a tremendous amount of debt. And the net result of that has been that even though there's been a change in ownership in Miami, the same operating procedure has gone on, which is to say that incredibly low salaries every single year, selling off players as they become expensive, you know, whether it's Christian Yelich, whether it's, you know, Giancarlo Stanton. And if that happened, you could have a scenario where whether Alex Rodriguez is the front person for said group, or he is somebody with the lion's share of the money, or somewhere in between, which is almost certainly where we would end up, even if you account for all that J-Lo has as well, it would be a situation not much different than what the Mets have now with the Wilpon ownership group. The difference may well be that in addition to them being extremely, let's say, miserly with the team and taking money that would have gone to the team and, you know, putting it toward their own financial survival, they also were micromanagers. And so Jeff Wilpon would do things like weigh in on whether you're going to release a low A ball catcher. So you might have a positive impact on that side of things, but the financials may not change. On the other hand, if A-Rod is the front of a group that wants to invest, that views the Mets as something that if you take salaries and you bring them up to the levels of the Dodgers and the Red Sox and the Yankees and the other big players in the major leagues, you can make a significant amount more money running the New York Mets than you could penny pinching the way the Wilpons have, especially over the past dozen years. And so that's where the question comes in. And the hope is, on top of everything else, if you're a Mets fan, that A-Rod, who's a very smart guy, has learned from the mistakes that the Derek Jeter group has had and has dealt with in Miami. And so perhaps, in addition to having another A-Rod versus Jeter rivalry, which would be very good for people in my business, as you can imagine, you would also have the opportunity to have something better come out of it for the Mets.
Now, where do you think the commissioner rests in all of this? In the past, when it was his predecessor, when it was Bud Selig, he stepped in to protect the Wilpon family, even to give them a loan and help them stay afloat during Madoff and that scandal years ago.
Yeah.
In terms of where we're at now, do you have a similar feeling that Rob Manfred, would be stepping in to protect the Mets or to encourage a sale?
That's a great question, right? I mean, what happened under Bud Selig was nothing less than the financial survival of the Mets was made possible by what Bud Selig did. So with Rob Manfred, you get a different sense. He's certainly been publicly very comfortable carrying water for Fred Wilpon and the Mets ownership group for a long period of time. He's never done anything like issue a direct loan from MLB to the Wilpons to keep them afloat. But then again, they haven't needed that either because they had what was codified into being an annual ability to take money that was coming out of the baseball side of things and went into things like financing their loans against what was originally the team in SNY. So once you had that flow in place, you didn't need to necessarily go above and beyond to ensure their financial survival. That mechanism already existed. Again, though, and this comes back down to the real question in my mind, he is certainly the boss, or he is certainly the employee of 30 owners, not just Fred Wilpon. It's never been bad for the other 29 owners in Major League Baseball that one of what would normally be the key free agent players, people who owned in New York and would presumably have the deep pockets to go along with that, were not major participants in free agency. It ultimately drove down salaries across the board. It was good for the other 29 owners. They had no reason to want to change. If the Wilpons are facing the opportunity to sell for something like $2.6 billion or mm-hmm. even more, mm-hmm. and then they potentially walk away, suddenly 29 other owners have a very different opinion about what is right. good for them, whether the Mets sell.
All right. Hey, great stuff. Really, really appreciate the time, and we'll catch up with you down the road. Howard Megdahl, you can follow his work on the Mets on Forbes.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Lori.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.